This is the Daf Yomi Masecht Review, Masechta Sanhedrin, tape number 2.
For subscription information, call us toll-free at 1-888-DAF-YOMI or write Daf Yomi Tapes, P.O. Box 831, Muncie, New York, 10952.
This tape is dedicated in memory of Harav Shimon Schwab Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Rav of Kahal Adas Yeshurun in Washington Heights. Our Magid Shia is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
We are beginning the third parak of Masechta Sanhedrin, parak Zeb Beirer, from the Mishnah on Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph. Dinei Mamonis Bishlesha. Monetary disputes must be decided by a bezdin of three people. This Mishnah is a continuation of the first parak. The Mishnah will describe the process of choosing dayanim. One party of the din Torah chooses one dayan. The other party chooses a second dayan. And the two parties together choose the third dayan. Divrei Rav Meir. The Chachamim say, the third dayan is chosen not between the two parties, but rather jointly between the two chosen dayanim. The two dayanim who are now chosen decide who they want to be their third partner within the dayanis. Rav Meir also says, each Baal Din has the right to passel the dayan of the other. The Chachamim say, one can only passel them if the dayan is mamish passel. For example, he's a karev, he's a relative. But stam, they cannot passel him. And the Gemara asks, what does the Mishnah mean when it says Zeb Beirer Echad? The Havamina is that each Baal Din chooses three Dayanim. The Maskan is that each chooses one Dayan, and then jointly a third one is picked. This works out well, because if one chooses Dayan A, one chooses Dayan B, and jointly Dayan C is chosen, the Psak Din will come out in a truthful way, Yetze Hadin La'amisai. Rashi explains that under this situation, both Balei Dinin will accept the final psak, because they'll feel, since they each choose a dayan, if there was any merit to be pointed out in their favor, their personal dayan would have brought it up and argued it in their favor. The Rush learns that people who don't have intelligence misinterpret Rashi, and learn that the dayan chosen by Reuven is supposed to primarily work to prove Reuven's side. This is clearly wrong. The correct shot is that each dayan must clearly be impartial and unbiased, except that Reuven's dayan is supposed to just be sure that all points that deal with the potential for Reuven's favor are raised, and so at least they have a chance of being heard and being judged upon. Ideally speaking, batei dinim and judges should be paid a salary from community funds, or at least the batei dinim should be organized via the community, like in England, for example, where there are special official batei dinim for the purpose of judging cases. Of course, no dayan, regardless of the situation, should ever accept any payments or gifts directly from the Balei Dinim, because this could be compared to bribery, which is, of course, usur. The Gemara says that tzaddikim of Yerushalayim would never sign a shtar unless they knew who the other edim were. They wouldn't sit down to a din Torah unless they knew who the other dayanim were. And they wouldn't sit down to a meal unless they knew who the other participants were. If a person claims that he has two sets of edim for a particular case, if you hold tzarech levarer, that he must produce both sets of edim, or the other Baal Din can claim that he is a liar and passel up his side. If you hold ein tzarech levarer, then the first Baal Din can win his case even by bringing only one set of the edim, but he doesn't have to actually bring the second set of edim. Rebbe says, if a person says that he has both a shtar to prove a purchase and a chazakah, i.e. a chazakah is that he lived on it for 3 years and no one complained, he must produce the shtar. Normally we know, after a 3-year chazakah, that's enough, you don't need any more. But since he opened up his mouth and he claimed that he also has a shtar, he must then produce the shtar. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, nidain b'chazakah. He can use the chazakah if he wants, and he doesn't need to use the shtar if he doesn't want to. Of course, the shtar is also good all alone, but he doesn't have to do both. This is similar to the machlekes of tzarech levarer. The Gemara says if an aid is negeah be'edus, we cannot accept his edus because he's considered to be negeah be'davar. Why? Our answer is either because we're chayshish that he's lying, or since he's negeah, he stands to gain, so he's like a baldavar, and a baldavar is pasul le'edus. So the Kivas Yaakov, the stipler Rav, Zecharenu Livracha, explains that if pshat is due to chshash mishaker, if at the time he said edus, he had nothing to gain, even if retroactively we find out that he did gain, but since when he said the Eidus, he wasn't aware of the possibility of gain, we're not cheshish for Meshaker. But if he's a negeh b'davar, even if he didn't know about it, he's still pasul, because lamaisa he was negeh. And it's gzeiras hakasa that someone is negeh is not allowed to be an eid. Daf chaf dalet. If someone saw Reish Lakish learning in the Beis Medrash, it's as if he saw something where mountains were being uprooted. And anyone who saw Reb Meir learning, it's as if he saw mountains of mountains being uprooted. The Tanaim had much covet for one another, and they showed that openly. The Gemara says 10 kavin of Gaiva descended to the world, and 9 of them went to Bavel, and then Elam. And a simon for Gaiva is poverty. The Mishnah. If a person says, I am Mekabel, my father, or your father, or 3 shepherds as Dayanim for our case, Reb Meir says he can be Chayzer. The Chachamim say he cannot. Gemara. Reish Lakish says the Machlaikis, if one can be Chayzer, is only if the Chazara was before the Gemar Din. But after the Psak, even Reb Meir is Maida, you cannot be Chayzer. Rabbi Yochanan says, the Machlaikis is even after the Gemar Din. But all agree that once a Kinyan is made, you cannot be Chayzer. The next Mishnah. These are the people who are usher to be a witness or a dayan. This is based on the pasuk in Mishpatim, Al Toshes Yadcha im Rasha, Liyais Eid Chamas. If someone is a Rasha, he shouldn't be an aid, and certainly shouldn't be a dayan. Number 1, Hamesachek Bekuvya, someone who plays with dice, i.e., he's a gambler. Number 2, Malva Beribis, anyone who lends or borrows money with ribis, with interest. Number 3, Mafriche Yoina, gambling via bird racing. Number 4, someone who sells shvius. Rabbi Yehuda says, Mesachik Bekuvya is only pasul if his only profession is gambling. But if he has a different profession, but he just is Mesachik Bekuvya sometimes, he's still kosher for Eidus. The Gemara. If someone gambles, what is he doing wrong that makes him pasul Eidus? Rami Bar Chama answers, this is considered esmachta, and we say esmachta leikanya. This means, when someone takes his winnings from someone else, this someone else really doesn't want to give it up. So it's like the winner has stolen it. Esmachta means that a person says he's willing to give up money on a certain condition, but he's willing to be mechayev himself because he doesn't believe that the outcome will ever occur. In other words, he's willing to say that he'll give up money because he thinks the odds that he'll have to give up money are so slim that he's willing to say, oh yeah, if this and this happens, I'll give up my money. However, when it does occur, he's giving up the money without a full heart. So someone who takes this money from him is taking money without a real kinyan. Reb Sheshe says, Mesachek Bekuvya isn't an esmachta, since esmachta only applies if he is in control of the situation. So Mesachek Bekuvya is posel edus, since this guy isn't earning a livelihood the way normal people do. Ein asukim b'yeshiva shel olam. And as Rashi explains, he's lacking, therefore, in Yerushamayim. The Meiri explains that a gambler is accustomed to lying and cheating when playing cards, as such behavior is acceptable amongst people who gamble. Therefore, we suspect that a gambler will have little aversion to lying in court as well. The Tumim comments that according to this logic, a gambler is not only pasul to testify regarding monetary cases, but he is even disqualified to testify regarding criminal cases as well. Inasmuch as he has no yiras Hashem and is accustomed to lying, he is suspected of lying to the court even where he has no financial motivation to do so. The Tur, in Siman Lamed Daled, explains that a gambler who doesn't work to earn a living lacks the proper respect for another man's hard-earned money and will therefore not have the same hesitancy as does an ordinary person who works for a living. According to this logic, however, the Tur points out to Tumim, a gambler should be disqualified only regarding cases of monetary matters, where he may have financial interest to lie, but he should not be disqualified from offering other types of edus that have nothing to do with monetary matters. The Gemara says, whenever we have Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, who speaks after the Chachamim, and he begins with the words, Eimasai, or Bamedvar Amamurim, he isn't arguing on the Chachamim, but just explaining them. So here in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda is simply explaining. Rabbi Yochanan agrees on Eimasai, but for Bameh, he's coming to argue on them. Since in our Mishnah, he says Eimasai, all should agree that Mesachik Bekuvya is pasul because of Ein Asukim B'Yeshiva Shalayva. Taisus, by the way, adds that all things in our Mishnah are Isurim D'Rabbanan. The Mishnah doesn't discuss Isurei D'Raisa, like Gazlan or Eved Kanani, who definitely, of course, are Pasul Eidus, since these people are Iver on Isurim D'Raisa. Taf Chafei. Amalva Beribis is Pasul Eidus means that both the lender and the borrower are Chayef, in a case like this, and would be pasul eidus. A person is considered to be a karev to himself, therefore he can't say eidus on himself that he did an avera. If a person is suspect of selling treifas and passing them off as kosher, his takana, the way he can get over that, the way he can be mechaper for that, is to go to a new town and do mitzvahs, and his reputation may be restored. Mesachik b'kuvya are people who play with chips, and they become kosher when they get rid of the chips. And mafricha yayna includes not only training pigeons for racing, but also even other chayas and oifas which are trained for racing. If someone is a shepherd in Eretz Yisrael on small animals, we say he's pasul, since we're very chayshish for small animals grazing on other people's lands in Eretz Yisrael. We're chayshish for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, therefore we say that he's pasul because of gzela. In Chutz Laaretz, they're kosher. But by a behemagasa, even in Eretz Yisrael, they're considered kosher. Tav Chavav. Although it's usur to work the land during Shvius, but bizman hazeh, if the government required payment of major taxes, and there were no other grains available in the Shvius year, they were matir to work the fields due to sakanas nefashos. If they wouldn't pay the taxes, the possibility exists that people would be killed. Therefore, they're allowed to work the land in Shvius. We say that if truma that falls into Shvius, it could only be batal if there's at least 100 sa, i.e. truma is batal only b'meya. The Gemara says Shevna was punished with saras because he was a bal hana and tried to purchase a kever next to the kfarim of the kings, which is Keneged Kvoid HaMalchus. Under the spot of the Aron HaKodesh in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a stone from the days of the Nevi'im, and it was called Shasia. Today this is called the Evan Shasia, which is in the Dome of the Rock on top of the Makam HaMikdash by the Kaisel. And those who learn the Torah are also called Shasais, since they support the existence of the world. Ula said, worrisome thoughts about Parnasa can make a person forget his Torah, but if a person learns Torah Lishma, these thoughts will not harm him. The Gemara says these Edim in the Mishnah, who are Pasul, can only become Pasul if there is a special Hachraza in the Bezdin that makes them Pasul. Reb Nachman says, those who take Tzedakah from Goyim are Pasul Edis if there was a Chil Hashem involved. For example, the money was taken in public. But if someone is Chayshid for Arayis, he's still considered to be Kosher. Daf Chav Zayin. An Eid who was proven to be Zayimim, we know Edim Zaymimin are in a case where two Edim came, said Edus on someone else. Then two other Edim came and said the first pair of Edim could not have possibly seen this particular testimony that they claimed to see because Imanu Hayisim, they were with us. So there's a special Xeris HaKosef that says this second pair of Edim can make the first pair of Edim Zaymimin. And the punishment for this first pair of Edim is to do to them Kasher Zamam Lasayis Li'achiv, what they wanted to do to the first person that they said Edus on. So if, for example, Reuven and Shimon say Edus on Yaakov, and they say that he killed a certain other person, and then Levi and Yehuda say about Reuven and Shimon that it's impossible that they said their Edus, they couldn't have possibly said that Edus, because on the night that they claimed to have seen Yaakov killing someone, Imanu Yisim, they were with us in Chicago on that night. Therefore we kill Reuven and Shimon, because that's the punishment that they would have inflicted on Yaakov had their Edus, had their testimony gone through. So when we say an aid who was proven to be Zayman, Abaya says, that Edus, we say, l'mafreya hu nifsal. He becomes pasul not only from the time that we find him to be Zayman, but from the original time that the Edus was said. So if, for example, the original Edus was said during the month of Nisan, and now they were proven to be Zayman in the month of Sivan, if between Nisan and Sivan they said other testimonies for anything else, all of that testimony is considered to be pasul, because we say, l'mafreya hu nifsal. They didn't just become pasul from now, from Sivan, but they became pasul all the way from Nisan when the Edus was first said. Rava argues. Rava says, Mikan ulahabahu nifsal. They only become pasul from the time that they're proven to be Zayim, i.e. from Sivan. So any Edus that was said between Nisan and Sivan would still be kosher. The reason we only say Mikan ulahabahu nifsal, but we're not machmer and we don't say lamafreyahu nifsal, is because the entire halacha of Edim Zayimimin is a special chiddush. Since really, if you have Reuven and Shimon who said Edus, and then you have Levi and Yehuda who said Edus. So why don't we say, why do we believe Levi and Yehuda? Believe Reuven and Shimon. You have Trey with Trey. You have two Edom that say one thing, another two Edom that say another thing. So really, why believe one when you can believe the other? Since it's a special Gzeres HaKosef to tell you you believe Edom Zaymimin, you can't be Machmer and go all the way back and say Lamafrehu Nifsel, but you could only say Pasul Mikanu Laba. That's only as far as Gzeres HaKosef can go. A second reason of Abaya that we only say Mikan Ulahabahu Nifsal is because of Pseida de Lakuchais. Imagine that in between Nisan and Sivan, these particular Edim who were found to be Zaymimin set over testimony for many other people. So what's going to happen now? All that Edis will become puzzle, and all those people in the middle who did transactions could potentially lose out, and it could be tremendous losses for people who the Edis was said for. Therefore, because we're chayshish for pseida lekuchais, we're not machmer, and we only say mikanu lahabahu nifsal. By the way, the logic and the svara of Abaya that we are machmer and we say lamafreyu nifsal is because they became Rishayim the moment they said the Edis. It doesn't matter when they became Zaymimin. The fact that they said false testimony means that the moment they said false testimony, they become puzzle immediately. And we're not chayshish for all the other issues of pseida lekuchais and treu treu and so on. We paskin like Abaya. Normally we know we paskin like Rava, except in six cases in Shas, the six cases of Ya'al Kagam. The Yud stands for Yish Shalei Midas. The Ayin stands for Eid Zaymim Lemafreya, which is the case we have here. The Lamed stands for Lechi Ha'aymed Me'elav, which is a case in Erevin. The Kuf stands for Kedushin HaMesurin Labiyah. The Gimel stands for Gilidas Begitin. And the Mem stands for Mumur Ha'eichel Nevelas Lahachas, which is a case we're about to discuss. If someone is a Mumur, and he eats treifas l'tayavan, he eats it because he's hungry, and he wants to eat this treifas. Everyone says he's considered a Rasha, and he's posel edus. Because just like the reason he ate treifas is to save money, I mean, he can get the same hamburger kosher, he can get the hamburger treif, but the treif one is much cheaper, so he's trying to save money. Therefore, he's eating it l'tayavan. He's hungry for a hamburger, but he wants to buy the cheaper one. Therefore, he's posel. The same way that he would sit trying to save money on treifas, he would take money to say edus sheker. Therefore, we have to be chayshish for that, and he's posel edus. If he, however, ate nevelas lahachis, he just wants to anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we have a machlokes. Abaye says he's posel edus, since he's a Rasha, and the Pasuk says, al toshes Rasha eid, that you're not allowed to have a Rasha be an eid. Rava says that he's kosher, since this is not considered chamas, which is what the Pasuk says. Here, it's only lahachis. It's not for the purpose of chamas, it's only because he wants to anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, that doesn't passel him up. And the halacha here is like Abaya. As we know, Ya'al Kagam is one of the six cases. The Mem stands for Mumur Lahachas. In general, the rule by Tanoim is that when there's a machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds, if a person is huzam by Dinei Mamonis, he's still kosher for Dinei Nefashas as an aid. Since just because he lied by Mamonis, he wouldn't necessarily lie by Nefashas, since it's more chamer. A person is... Would lie to have somebody pay an extra $100, but he wouldn't lie to put the person to death. The next Mishnah. These kraven, these relatives, are posel to be edim. A brother, an uncle, a brother-in-law, and a father-in-law. And all of these people's children are also posel. And so are their sons-in-laws. Chargoy is posel. That's the case of a wife's son from a previous marriage. In that case, only he himself, not the children or the son-in-law. Rabbi Yossi says, this Mishnah is the girsa of Rabbi Akiva. And the Mishnah continues by saying the halacha of karvus only applies if a person who saw the particular thing happen was related to me at the time of the maisa or at the time of the edus. But if he isn't a karev anymore at this point in time, then he can still be kusher to be an aid. Rabbi Yehuda says he's still puzzled because once he was a karev, he's always a karev. If someone is a close friend, for example, he was an assistant by the chuppah, he was a shushvin l'chuppah, then he's pasul. And if he's someone who hates the other person, he's a saina, he's also pasul. The Rambam, by the way, points out that kravim are not pasul because of the fear of lying, but they're pasul stam because of gzeras hakasav, a special gzeras hakasav, that makes them pasul. That's why an oihev or a saina are considered kosher, since there's no special gzeras hakasav for them. The Meiri adds, Although in the Mishnah we don't mention a father and a son as people who are pasul eidus, but of course they're pasul eidus because these are written beferish in the pasuk in the Torah. The Gemara. We learn the psul of karvus from lo yumsu aves albanim in Devarim chaf dalad. One cannot die from the eidus of the other. This is not only for a father to a son, but it's darshan for all kraven as well. Daf chaf ches. To apply the effects of eidim zaymimin, you need for both of the Edom to be Zaymimin. One of them would not be enough. So if, for example, Levi and Yehuda came along and said that Reuven was together with us in Chicago on that night, but they don't know anything about Shimon, and only Reuven is considered Zaymimin, then neither of them could be considered Edom Zaymimin. A husband is considered to be just like his wife, and therefore, not only he as a son would be posseladus, but he as a son-in-law, who is on the same level as his wife, is considered to be posseladus. And finally, the father of a chassan can testify on the father of the kala, i.e., mechutonim are not considered to be kraven. The Iter, however, brought in Chayshin Mishpat Simen Yud Gimel Sif Vav in the Ramah, says that as far as a person being a dayan on a case involving one of his mechutanim, that he's not allowed to do, because although they're really not considered as relatives, nevertheless, mechutanim are considered to be oyavim, they're considered to be good friends, and therefore it might create a bias in the situation, and therefore one cannot be a dayan on a case involving a mechut. If a kohen is married to an arusa and she dies, he can't be metama for her, since an arusa is not called a karev. In essence, there are 24 people who are posel laid out here in our Mishnah. The 8 mentioned, their sons and son-in-laws. 8 times 3 is equal to 24. Daf Chavtes. A shushvin is posel for the shivas yemei ha-mishnah. Others say he's only posel on the day of the chuppah. If you have 2 talmidei chachamim who hate each other, they shouldn't serve together on the same bezdin. In addition, 2 judges who dislike each other may not serve together on the same bezdin. Kuntres al-Adaf brings the Sma, which is found in Shulchan Aruch, Hashem Mishpat, Simen Lamed Gimel, Sif Yud Gimel, who draws a distinction between 2 rivaling judges and 2 friends. The Sma explains that the reason enemies may not serve on the same bezdin is because their rivalry is liable to obstruct the court of justice. Any just argument advanced by one judge is apt to be disrupted by the other, just for the sake of argument, and therefore 2 enemies may not serve together on the same bezdin. Conversely, argues the Sma, if the judges are good friends, then justice will be better served, as they respect each other's opinion and will work together to reach a just decision. Therefore, he says, for example, that though we learned before that one may not adjudicate a case if his mechutin is one of the litigants because mechutanim are considered to be ayavim, nevertheless, it is perfectly appropriate for 2 mechutanim to serve on the same bestin. The Mishnah. When Edim come to Bezdin to give Edus, how are we baidik them? Bezdin would bring them in a room and instill fear in them. And they would ask the aid, how do you know Ruvain is chayev to pay Shimon money? If the aid says, Ruvain told me he's chayev, or Ish Plani told me so, this Edus is considered no good, since it has a chasaron of aid mi pi aid. He didn't see it for himself. He only heard somebody say that it happened. If he did see it himself, then we bring in the second aid. If their stories match, then we have Ede Kusher, and the Dayanim can then deliberate. If the 2 say Potter, and 1 says Chayev, i.e., between the 3 Dayanim, 2 say Potter and 1 says Chayev, he's Potter, since Achare Rabim Lahatois, the Pasuk says we go after the majority, and since we have a 2-to-1 majority, we say Potter. If it's vice versa, we have 2 that say Chayev and 1 that says Potter, again, Achare Rabim Lahatois, we go after the majority, therefore he would be Chayev. If 1 says Chayev, 1 says Potter, and there's 1 abstention, or even 2 say Chayev, and there's 1 abstention, then we must add Dayanim, i.e., it's sort of called a mistrial with what we have now, since we need 3 votes in order to paskin. And since we don't have 3 votes, we can't say there's a majority, Acharei Rabim Lahatois, therefore we have to add Dayanim until we have 3 actual people who are actually voting. After the Psak, Bezdin brings in the Balei Dinim, and the Gadol, the eldest person or the most chashuv person on the Bezdin, informs them of the Psak. And once they leave, 1 dayan is not allowed to tell the litigants who said what. I.e., 1 dayan can't say, you know, I wanted to say you're chayef, but they outvoted me. If a dayan does this, he's over on the Isur Daraisa of Rochilus. And the Gemara says, when the Edim come to Bezdin, we scare them a bit by telling them that false Edus brings hunger and famine. Others say, we tell them that swords befall people who give false testimonies. In order for a person to be considered an aid, the Balei Dinim must tell him, Atem Edai. He has to say, you are appointed to be my Edim. If a person is a Mesis, he tries to convince his friend to be Eved Avodah Zarah, Bezdin does not provide any taina for him. This is learned from the Nachash by Adam and Chava. The Nachash could have had a very good defense for himself. He could have said, I didn't convince Chava to do what she did. She didn't have to listen, since Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishayim. I am the Talmud. The Rav is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course, Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, If a Rav, Kadosh Baruch Hu, said his thing, and I, the snake, said something else as the Talmud, she shouldn't have to listen to me, she should have listened to the Rav. In fact, for Adam and Chava, we also learn that one shouldn't add to a tzivoy. If one adds to a mitzvah, it's actually gareh. It ruins it, and it leaves them open to be nichshal. Since Hashem said, you can't eat from the Eitz Hadas, but Adam added, you can't eat or you can't touch the Eitz Hadas. This was something that he added on to the gzerah. This led to bad, because Chava did touch it, the Nachash pushed her into it, and the snake said, you see, you touched it, and nothing happened to you. So just like this Isser of Negiyah isn't true, so too if you eat from the Eitz Hadas, nothing will happen to you. And this all came about because Adam added to the Tzivoy. So we see bad comes from adding on to a Tzivoy. The Achrayim asks, we know from Pirkei Avos that it says, Asu Syag Latera. One should take extra precautions so as not to be Ivar Isurim. So what was wrong with Adam adding to the Isser? It's a Syag, nothing wrong with that. In fact, in the Avos de Rav Nosson, he brings this example of Adam as a famous Syag. So why does our Gemara say, Kol HaMaisif Gareya? The Achrayim answer, a Syag is good if the person is aware it's a Syag. But Adam made this seem to Chava like the Syag was equal to the Isser in the first place. That's where you could get into trouble. If you know that something is a Syag, that's okay. But if you add to it, you don't realize it, then you can get yourself into trouble. The Gemara says a person had a reputation of owing a lot of people money. He was then Maida, that I owe money, but only to Reuven and Shimon. So Reuven and Shimon took him to a Din Torah. And Reb Nachman says, this Haida is not valid, since he only made his remark so people wouldn't think he's wealthy and create an Ayin Hara. Shalei lahashpia es atzmai. Also, in general, even when a person is Maida, he owes money, he can get out of this taina by simply saying, Mishata anibach, I was just joking. Just like you were just joking when you said that I owe you money. The Gemara says if the Haida was done in front of three people, it's a machlekes whether this is stronger than two people, because now it's considered like a bezdin. So if it was a case of milva alpeh, it can be turned into a milva bishtar, or it's considered the same as two people. The halacha is that it's considered stronger. Reish Lakish said, there's an established rule that says, Chazaka ein ha'edim chaisman al ashtar, ela im kein nase gadol. Any baldin will always ensure that the edim he brings on ashtar are old enough to sign ashtar, and are not considered to be ketanim. Daf Lamed. If Reuven said, I saw your father hide money, and he said it belongs to Yaakov, or he said it's money of my sersheni, if he said this in the house, he isn't believed. But if it's in the field, he is believed. Because if he wanted to take the money, he could take it for himself from the public field. If someone had a dream that the money he yarshened was my shesheni money, then we aren't machmer, since divrei chalemes lemalin v'lemeridin. We can't paskin from what we see in dreams. The Meiri explains that all dreams, even those which contain truthful facts, always contain some things that aren't true. As we know from the Gemara in the Darim, Daf Chesam and Aleph, and the Gemara in Brachas, that Efshar l'chalem b'li dvarim b'telem. Here in our case, we rely on the fact that the majority of one's money is chulin, and not ma'aser sheni. The Sefer Chassidim writes that though generally speaking, dreams are halachically irrelevant, however, if one is visited in his dream by a relative who is nifter, he should listen to the dream's directives if it pertains to something regarding the person who is nifter's own honor.